This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. The next story is posted by Reddit user It's Really Taylor. The title of this story is I Fucked My Shy Neighbor After Strip Tease. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
I've lived in my apartment now for over a year. In my bedroom, there's a window facing the street my car sits on. The street is one way, so it's very narrow, making it easy to spy on my neighbors on the other side of it. One neighbor, in particular, has caught my eye. He looks to be about 21 years old, the same age as me, and rather awkward. I see him coming home every day from work, dressed in the same khakis and polo shirt he wears Monday through Friday. I like to imagine his day job is something to do with computers. My roommate and I have plans tonight with some friends from way back. I'm in my room getting ready when I see the neighbor boy turn his TV on and sit down, pulling a bowl under his chin as he points the remote in front of him. I figured he must be able to see me too. He may even look over as I was changing. The thought excited me. I threw off my t-shirt as close to the window as I could, pulling it over my head and stretching the entire length of my torso. I saw my reflection in the glass. My side silhouette showed casing a tight, small waist and round breasts. My hair fell around my bare shoulders as I turned to face the window, unclasping my bra. The weight of my chest was suddenly heavy as each tit bounced to its natural place. My nipples became hard as I stared at myself again, admiring how perky and full they looked. I didn't want to make it too obvious, so I couldn't check to see if my neighbor was watching. The image of him thinking this was the best night of his life as he tried to memorize my features sent warmth into the lowest parts of my stomach. A muscle inside me squeezed reflexively as I lay on my bed, pulling off my pants and rubbing my clit to this new, juicy fantasy. The next day, I'm sitting on my front step when I see my neighbor strolling home from work. His arms swayed at his sides as I considered whether he watched me last night. The warmth found its place in my lower stomach again, pulling me forward, toward him. How on earth was going to ask him, though? I reached the space between him and his door, desperately willing some idea to form in my head. Hey, my name is Beth. I live in the apartments across the street from you. There aren't many young people around here, so I thought I'd introduce myself. What's your name? He stopped abruptly, giving me an odd look. He must think I'm crazy. Great. Ooh. Hi, my name is Josh. It's nice to meet you, Beth. His look went from confused and intruded upon to shock and then blushing. He must have just recognized me from last night. So he was watching. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. It must look like I'm attacking you or something. You are just getting home from somewhere. I started to laugh, hoping to break the tension with a kind joke. He looked back and forth from me to the ground, smirking along with me. You're not being rude. I appreciate the sentiment. His demeanor was shy, making me wonder how easy it would be to make him come. One look at me going down on him and he wouldn't be able to stop himself. My mouth started watering as I glanced down at his pants. Would you like to come over? I was going to make some pasta if you wanted some. I smiled at him, trying to make him more comfortable. He looked at me before agreeing and we made our way to my apartment through the street. I opened my door and told him to sit anywhere before asking if he'd like something to drink. We have water, milk, juice, or beer. I called to him from the fridge, checking what was in there. It took a second before he chose a beer. I grabbed two, flipping the tops off with a bottle opener. I walked into the living room and sat close to him on the couch. I turned the TV on and started playing some background music as he took a sip and set it down. So, I've been living here for about a year now. How long have you lived across the street? He turned to me, looking down at my chest before meeting my eyes. I was wearing a low-cut V-neck crop top with leggings, each piece forming deliciously to my curves. I moved in around November of 2017, so about 4 years now. He gave me a nervous nod, sneaking peeks at my body when he thought I wasn't looking. With each glance, my heart rate increased. Shocks of excitement filled my thighs and insides every time I got to watch his eyes dart across me. We asked each other all the icebreakers before the beer started getting to us, making it easier to ask more personal questions. So, I have to confess, I saw you change the other night. Did you know people could see when your lights are on? He looked at me more confidently now, delighted the conversation could change to something sexual. I laughed close to him so my tits would bounce at a perfect angle for him to watch. I also have to confess something, then. I wanted you to see. I looked at him with low eyelids, a seductive smile spreading across my face. The tension between us rose as he kept his face solid, emotionless. When his eyes returned to mine, I could see how he craved me at that moment. I shuddered before leaning in, watching him do the same. I parted my lips as he touched me, pulling my hips even closer to him. Our foreheads were centimeters apart as I mounted his lap, wrapping my legs around his back. He stared into my eyes before touching his lips to mine, pressing his fingers into the softest parts of me. His touch was so natural and animalistic, I fell into a trance within his kiss. His tongue parted my lips and caressed my tongue, tasting me. I ran my hands up his shoulders to the back of his neck, curling my fingers in his hair and pulling his head back. I kissed him harder as he lifted me, grabbing my ass and rubbing my clit through my leggings. Before I could think, he picked me up and laid my back on the couch, putting his waist between my legs. "All I thought about last night was touching you." He pulled my top off, undoing my bra quickly, and watched my breasts bounce the same way they did the night before. He cupped them both, massaging them as he kissed every inch. He pushed them together, sucking in my skin and leaving a red hickey. I moaned and breathed heavily as he twisted my nipples between his fingers. My insides ached as he bit me firmly on each soft side. As my moans were closer together, he licked one nipple while flicking the other. My chest was so sensitive, he started blowing on my nipples, sending jolts of pleasure down to my clit. He kissed down my stomach, stopping at my mound. He bit the skin on top and the lips it forms into. His bites were filled with energy that said, "I've been imagining this for a while," which made me liquefy between my legs. The ecstasy set alarms off in my head. I was praying he wouldn't stop. He grabbed my leggings on both sides and slid them off my legs slowly, looking intently at me while he licked his lips. My pussy was shiny from my juices, which made a sound as I parted my legs. He started at my knees, kissing down to my inner thighs. Everywhere he kissed, he would bite after, knowing the area was now more sensitive. "You squirm so much, I'm going to have to restrain you." He laughed lightly before positioning his mouth before my clit. He slid his arms up to grab my breasts as he began sucking and licking at the same time. Just as I was feeling waves of pleasure, he pinched my nipples between both fingers.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Igniting a strong glow around my stomach and thighs. As the area grew more sensitive, I tried pushing away, but his arms moved down to hold my hips in place. My body convulsed as he continued to suck on my clit, forcing my toes to curl and my eyes to roll in the back of my head. Once he let go, I collapsed on the couch. I felt breathless and exhausted, warmth still flicking at my skin from the inside. "Don't give up just yet. I need to feel you come now." He grabbed the back of my neck before kissing me. His kisses felt like a wake-up call, begging for me to keep going. I felt the tensing of my pussy again as I reciprocated his energy, pulling him into me. He pushed his head in and out, teasing the deepest parts of me. My entrance tightened and sucked, hoping to guide him in further. I moaned every time he pushed deeper until eventually, he was all the way in, rubbing and pushing on my pleasure spots. "Oh, don't stop," I breathed into his neck. He tightened his grip around me, keeping a steady rhythm. He sucked on my neck, moaning softly. His dick pulsed and hardened inside me. The stretching felt so amazing. I came hard, yelling out in wonderful ecstasy. I gripped and tightened around him repeatedly, my pussy making squishing noises as he fucked me. He lowered his head down from my neck and took my nipple in his mouth, pounding my cunt in a fast tempo. With a few quick thrusts, Josh finished inside me before resting his head back in my neck. Holy shit, I was not expecting that. I pushed his hair back off his forehead, holding him as he still lay inside me. "I hope that's a good thing." "Well, of course. I thought you were shy, so, in my mind, I was going to be giving you the best night of your life. No one has ever made me come like that though, so, I guess you win." I laughed and kept playing with his hair. He sat up and rolled to the cushion by my feet, looking down at me as he smiled. "Well, maybe next time you can do what you were planning to do." I couldn't stop myself from taking you. You've been teasing me for hours. He smiled again as he said the last part. I looked at him coyly, finding it my new favorite hobby, teasing him. Who said there would be a next time? I couldn't hide the desire in my voice. There would most certainly be a next time, and he knew it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.